I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And down the stretch we come. We're going to talk to JR later on, just in time for the Saints game and all the college games, get you some weekend winners, JR, with Taking Vegas. But first, we're joined by our friend Ghassan Korban, Executive Director of the New Orleans Surge and Water Board. How you doing, Ghassan?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Tommy.
You know, I'm a fan of yours. I want you to succeed because I'm surprised, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, that you're still here. I thought sure they would have run you off by now, but they haven't, and I'm proud of you for that. You gotta feel better on a day like today, right? Because you are dealing with a system that's antiquated, that's fragile, and when the skies are blue and the sun is shining, you get to focus on other things, right?
Absolutely. We can focus on the future and obviously contemplating our vision and executing on it. So today is a good day for us.
On a personal note, do you miss the cold weather in Milwaukee or not?
Not at all.
No? You like this? Huh? This is good for you?
Oh, this is like a perfect weather. I take this any day of the week.
Before we get to lead pipe removal, Let's talk about smart meters. How are they working out? What's going on with them?
We're doing well. We're tracking. We're keeping up with the pace, and we are slated to finish 50% of the entire population by the end of this year. That's about 70,000 of those, which means we would be producing 70,000 smart bills, which is exactly what obviously our customer want and need. And obviously, we're looking at next year and how we can either maintain or expedite the rate of installation so we can either obviously finish the rest by the end of next year or sooner. So in the meantime, we're also, doing a couple other things to make our customers' lives obviously easier by providing a flat rate bill. We're launching that this week. So we're doing it in tranches. So anybody who does not have a smart meter will receive from us an offer, basically, of a customized flat rate for their household, for their account. And they then have the ability to opt in if they like the number. And then we would put them on that flat rate with no true-up at the end. And as soon as we get the smart meter for their house installed, we stop the flat rate and we start charging based on the accurate consumption that we're registering.
So with the flat rate, is that meter being read or not, Ghassan?
We would read it just for sake of keeping track of our consumption, production and consumption. So because we're obligated also to track all the leakage and all the non-revenue water. So we do it for that purpose only.
So do you
once you opt in, you're locked into that number, regardless of your consumption. And again, you can enjoy it until you get the smart meter installed.
How do you arrive at what that flat rate is?
So we look at the historic consumption, including estimates as well as actual reads, and we've devised a formula that we've ran through a lot of. A variety of those, and we arrived at what we think is the most fair number. And so we've done calculations for about 70,000 or more of those accounts. And again, at the end of the day, you will have to agree to that number. That number has to look reasonable to you before you opt in. And once you opt in, you're good with that consistent number for the duration until the smart meter for your house is installed.
Is the reason for that because you don't have enough people to read meters, or is it about leakage and what's contested or whose responsibility what is, Ghassan?
There's so many variations that just impact the inconsistency. One, in our inability to read in consistent basis and read accurately. So, we're relying on our folks to go out, consistently touch every meter once a month and read it accurately, enter that data accurately. There's just a lot of room for error. So then if we miss a read, then you have to estimate, and sometimes the estimates are accurate, sometimes they're not. So it's just it's that up and down and the fluctuation that, you know, drive our customers, you know, crazy, to be honest with you. And it's just not a good place. But then you also add any leaking on the private side that could spike consumption, throws everybody off. Sometimes it's evident, sometimes it's not. And then, you know, you just have to manage that. So now with the flat rate, we know we're actually taking on some of that, the loss of water, or, you know, basically wasted water. But it's a price to pay to just keep, you know, make our customers' lives a little bit, you know, easier until we install the more permanent solution, which is the smart meters.
What has the reaction been from customers with the smart? First of all, Ghassan, maybe we take things for granted. I live in Plaquemines. I have a smart meter. I know how it works. But for people that don't know, we're throwing this term around. Explain what that is, please.
So basically, it's a picture a cell phone on top of your meter that registers your consumption accurately on a constant basis and emitting those reads on constant basis, and then we receive those numbers, and then, you know, basically store them, and we can track the consumption. We can look for any anomalies, for any spikes, for anything unusual. But we also are able to, and because it's consistent reads and then timely, we can define a period of 30 days, and then every 30 days we would process a bill for you. So that brings a consistency, it brings the accuracy, it brings the timeliness. So it's just it's a simple device that captures consumption and sends it to us, and then that takes out all the room or opportunities for error. And, you know, weather is not an issue. So it's just, you know, it's so totally a very effective and efficient way to capture consumption accurately and bill our customers accordingly.
And also, this will tell you exactly what. I guess maybe the other meter worked this way as well, but if there's a leak on the other side of the meter with the smart meter, maybe it works with the other meter as well, that's got to be the property owner, not the sewage and water board, right? Or not?
Absolutely. And the difference here is, yeah, we would have known that there's a leak with the old meters. It's the real-time information that we are receiving now with the smart meters. And within about a week, from now, you'll be able to access a portal, or, you know, basically a customer portal, where you are able to track your own consumption and even introduce parameters or boundaries for your consumption. So, you know, like, you want to use 100 gallons a day, no more, and it will tell you if you exceed that, so you can adjust. It will tell you if there's a sudden spike in your consumption that you're not aware of. It could be an open flap, a toilet of a bathroom that you don't use often, and that would alert you instantly, and then you can just, you know, take care of that almost immediately and then avoid any unnecessary costs. So it's definitely a, you know, a huge, huge game changer for us and the customers in terms of the quality, and just, again, removing that doubt that comes with our bills and has ailed us for several years.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How's everything working on the office side of that, of the smart meters with the whatever computers you need to process all of this stuff, the people you need to process the smart meters of the almost, I guess, 70,000 you said you have installed? Not yet, right?
Yeah, we will have 70 by the end of this year. So we have what we call a strike team, a special team that's designated just for smart meter processing. We're making sure that every process had been studied, had been debugged, so to speak, and then, you know, we're bringing all the right people, put the right people in the right seats to make sure that it's smooth. So it's been really, I mean, minor infractions here and there, but overall, everybody has played their role well, and again, we're producing very accurate bills. And you know, it's predicated on the fact that we took our time preparing and planned and interfaced all the software that we needed to interface very, very systematically and intentionally. So it's going well.
This might be a dumb question, but what powers those smart meters?
There's batteries in them, and there is a 20-year life on those batteries guaranteed. So obviously, in 20 years or less, we're going to have to go out there and replace those. But I mean, obviously, we have time. So our focus on it's a proven products. Other cities have used them. We are going to train a team of technicians to make sure we stay ahead on maintaining those meters, making sure that they are in working order. So our meter readers, part of that team will be trained, will be elevated in terms of skill sets and obviously positions and compensation. So they'll be the team that will make sure that that system is sustainable and efficient and working well for our customers.
And I guess it'll be like a capital project. 17 years from now, you start changing them out with the ones. You don't wait till they fail like a car battery, kind of like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We know that, obviously, ideally, we would have done maybe 20% every year so we can stagger them. Mm-hmm. But we are so eager to get those smart meters in the ground. I mean, we're so far behind in terms of, delivering this project should have been in the ground 15 years ago, quite honestly. So we know we're rushing the installation, and we are going to start sooner. Obviously, like you said, in the 17th year, we're going to preemptively start replacing, maybe third at a time to stay ahead and make sure that there's no gaps in the service.
Well, let's hope you and I are both around to see it, Ghassan. We'll take a break, pick it up, we come back, talk about lead pipes. And also, I think a good jumping off point would be drawing a line, and maybe we'll do a little radio diagram about who's responsible for what at what point, especially when it comes to replacing lead pipes. We're talking to Ghassan Qurban, Executive Director, New Orleans Sewerage and Water Board. I'm glad he's here. I think he's doing a great job, and I'm surprised that they haven't run him off, as I often say, but I'm glad they haven't. We all know who they are. 921 traffic now. No traffic. We'll just take a break on WWL. You don't often see a guy fall start on the same play twice. Imagine, if you will, a horizontal line, and let's draw a vertical line, okay? And on one side of that vertical line, you got your house and you got your yard and you got the point of entry into the house of the water. Then you got a pipe heading to the water meter to the property line. Then from that point, you have the pipe heading out to the sewer. Ghassan Qurban, Executive Director of the Sewerage and Water Board. I do that okay? Pretty well?
Well, yes, except for you refer to the water main as a sewer. It's actually a water main. Bringing drinking water to your house.
Oh, wait, I forgot about that. Yeah, you got a supply too, don't you?
Right, so we have two basically lines. One is we call it the lateral, sewer lateral, that takes wastewater away from your house into a sewer main and away into toward the wastewater treatment plant.
How could I screw that up?
Water.
Let me start all over.
I don't know.
let's start all over. So imagine a horizontal and a vertical line with the water coming into your house. Draw a horizontal line, your house on one, and then draw a vertical line. House on one side, the property line is where the vertical line is drawn. The water meter goes up to that property line, then the rest of the water goes into your house into the point of entry. From on the other side is the water main that feeds the water to the water meter. Thank you. I was talking about the drainage side. I got confused. With that being said,
perfectly done.
Let's talk. Thank you. I'm sorry, I can't believe I did that. Let's talk about. I'm not a plumber though, Ghassan. Thank God for that. Let's talk about the prevalence of lead pipes, how much of a danger that is in the city, and how you plan on going about mitigating that and splitting the cost of it.
Right. So we're at a point now where we have a full inventory that was produced through a machine learning. So we have a model that predicts basically where we know for certain there's lead lines, and that line we're referring to is from the water main to the point of entry. So we're not distinguishing at this point whether it's on the private side or the public side, because our intention is to remove and replace both. Okay. So now we have a model that tells us for certain which ones are lead, and which ones are not lead. And in between, there's a large population where we do not know whether it is lead or not. So it is uncertain or unknown. And by law, we treat those as if they are lead, obviously, for the obvious reason that we have to assume the worst until proven otherwise. Mm-hmm. So now where we are today, we have an inventory of that. You can go on our website and click on your or enter your house address, and we'll tell you what material your service line is made out of, whether it's the we are then delineating between your the private portion versus the public portion. We can tell you what either one is. If they're both lead, they're both lead. If one is, one is not, you'll know that. Now, with that, what that does for us, it sets in motion a plan for us to start prioritizing. We have secured funding, as you may know, from the EPA, that money that came from the bipartisan infrastructure law that's been allocated to the states. Across the nation, and in our case, we had $86 million given to the state and through the state revolving fund and the Louisiana Department of Health, which is the regulatory agency for us, have allotted the $86 million for us specifically to launch this effort of removing and replacing lead lines from the city. EPA wants us to use the money to do both. So we are now launching the effort, going to property owners and basically explaining the exposure to lead and what it means to them and their families, and offering to do the work on their behalf at no cost to them. This is a great opportunity for people to take advantage of this basically, let's call it an offer or an opportunity, because if that money, say, runs out, eventually the EPA at the federal level and ultimately at the state level is going to mandate those lines to be removed. And the private portion of the line from between the meter and the point of entry is the responsibility of the property owner. So should the money dry out and we're not offering what we're offering today, then it is on the property owner's responsibility to remove and replace at their own expense. So this is a great time, taking advantage of a mandate that is funded and allowing us to do it right and do it in totality, meaning replacing both sides of the lines and removing the exposure of lead once and for all.
So I'm looking at the website right now, and I put the house, the address of my old house in Algiers in it, on Plymouth Place, and I'm looking at the house I was in has a red dot, which means unknown public side, assumed lead. The house next to it is unknown, and then the house next to that has unknown public side, assumed lead. Why would that be? Why would it not be the whole neighborhood?
So because we took individual records and fed a program. So we took plumbing and permits, whatever records we have in terms of we were, let's say we were at your house at one point digging up some, you know, for some work that we're doing, and put eyes on the actual line and documented that. So any data we had available to us, we input it in that program, and that's how the program was able to through analytics put together the data that you have. So there's if it says it's lead, we know it's lead.
It says utility side non-lead, as I get the non-lead window that pops up, but customer side, right? Lead.
Yes. So that means we, at one point, were at that site, and we removed and replaced our portion due to current policies, or maybe we needed to replace it because it was leaking, and then walked away because that's the law. That's fully compliant. Mm-hmm. Now moving forward, if I'm at that place and I'm removing mine, I'm going to knock on your door and say, "Would you please let me on your property and let me replace yours because yours is also lead."
Now you're
versus
talking about
what we may have done in the past.
The surgeon waterboard or the a plumber?
Well, we will be hiring plumbers slash contractors. You know, we're going to have a large scale replacement program throughout the city with prioritization, and so we will ask you to sign a form like right of entry, allowing us to go on your property for a couple hours, and allow us to remove and replace your line, connect it at the point of entry, run it to the new meter, to the meter, and then have the entire line becoming non-lead.
And who's paying for that, Ghassan?
Well, through the grant and the loans we're getting from the EPA, they're encouraging us and to use their money to do the private portions as well. So we are paying for it at this point. As long as this money is available, we're going to offer that arrangement. We let us do it at our own expense, at no cost to you. And let's get the entire line removed in its entirety. Again, this offer may not exist forever because we don't know if the funding is going to be sustainable, is going to continue coming at the same level. At one point, we may be forced to just spend the funds on the public portion and then mandate that the private property assume the cost and meeting the requirements of, you know, replacing their lines on their own, which is obviously it's done for in the interest of this public safety. But, you know, again, the cost may be on them at that point. So, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Today, we're offering that, you know, allow us on your property and we'll replace your lead line at our own expense.
This is a big deal that I think people need to pay attention to, because we all know that the seriousness of, and if you want to address that quickly, Ghassan, about the dangers associated with lead pipes.
Well, it's been known fact for years. I mean, lead pipes have been used for 100 years. It was allowed to be used in the city as early or as late as 86, maybe even 87. So it's prevalent. It's everywhere. Lead can cause, serious issues in terms of the word is escaping me, but I mean, the most vulnerable population is the children under six. So that's obviously, those are our top priorities. That's why our first phase of our project is to replace all lead lines at schools and daycares. The word I was looking for before is cognitive ability. So it could impede or adversely impact the cognitive abilities of children. So it's obviously very serious, among other dangers. So, I know the city has been aware of this issue, but we just haven't really put this issue front and center until now. So we're very eager to start and, you know, be as efficient as we can and remove that danger out.
What is the median cost? Do you have any idea of replacing it on the homeowner's side? And what people are being able to take advantage of, I guess, is what I'm talking about. If they don't take advantage of this now, Ghassan, and they have to do it themselves, what they could be looking at?
It could be a couple thousand dollars. I mean, the cost maybe in the restoration. So on our side is definitely more expensive because we have to restore pavement, curbs, sidewalks. If it's the rest of it, you know, on the private property is grass. You know, basically it's a shallow utility, maybe 3 feet deep. Mm-hmm. So maybe a couple grand, but you know, it's a couple of grand that we will absorb and we will do it. We're going to try to implement the least destructive or intrusive technology, meaning we're going to try to pull the lines through rather than excavating if we can, especially if the lines that currently exist are 18 inches or deeper, because that's the law. So we will use the existing pipe to tie it to the new line and use that to pull the new line and use the same cavity of the existing pipe and then just pull the lead out completely. And by doing so, you know, there's a new pipe in its in its place. So we'll have maybe two smaller holes on your property that we'll obviously restore to the same condition as we found it. And then, you know, within less than a day.
Two quick questions, Hassan, before we run out of time. Is there an area of the city or areas of the city that are more concerned than others?
Well, the older the city, the houses, the more likely you're going to have lead. You know, the EPA, because of, you know, the money is coming from them, they're obviously provided us with the criteria that we need to follow in terms of disadvantaged communities, people who cannot afford doing their own lines. We're going to give those priorities. Houses that we know for a fact the levels of lead are higher than others, we're going to obviously prioritize those. If you have yours done, so your private portion is not lead, we're going to obviously come and do ours to make sure that ours is not lead. So there's a criteria we're going to follow. And, you know, this is a 10 to 13 year plan. We're going to have a steady, you know, flow of money.
Do they contact you or do you contact them?
We're going to be reaching out through multiple means, letters, postcards. We're going to be knocking on people's doors. So everybody in the city will know that this effort is ongoing. We need your participation. And we're going to have, obviously, phone numbers for them to call and sign up. They will not be missed. So if you're a property owner who's interested, you will get the attention you need.
Thank you, Hassan. And y'all can go to swbno.org/project/lead awareness map, and you can do what I did with the old house I owned in Algiers. Thank you, Hassan. I appreciate your time and your efforts.
Thank you so much, Tom.
You bet. Executive
Bye-bye.
Director, New Orleans Sewerage and Water Board, thousands of dollars to mitigate lead pipes. If there's a grant to do it, I would take advantage of it. 9:42, 18 till 10. We'll talk to JR with Taking Vegas when we come back. Saints playing tonight against Denver. Also talk about some college football right now, though. Traffic, WWO. All right, here we go. The man, the myth, the legend, JR with Taking Vegas. You hear his show every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing unbelievably good, Tommy. I could not be more excited to be on air with you this fine Thursday. And I got news for you guys. This is going to be an exciting game tonight with the Broncos coming into town to take on your beloved Saints.
Damn right.
And
it's
going to
be exciting. Go ahead, JR.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm pumped up. I really am.
Yeah.
When you do what I do for a living, there are certain games that just plain stand out, mm-hmm. and this is definitely one of those games. I really, not just giving it out because it's happening tonight, I love the game. I mean, when it comes down to what I'm looking at as an expert in this business, I don't like this game. It's one of those games I absolutely love. So here's what I'm doing. All you got to do, text the word WIN to 545454, and you get the winner of this Thursday night matchup between the Broncos and Saints absolutely free via text message. And bonus game, guys, you're also going to get the winner of the LSU-Arkansas game, Battle of the Boot. That, too, is going to be free when you text the word WIN to 545454. Couldn't make this easier for you. All you got to do is send a word to 545454, text the word WIN, and you get this winner absolutely free. And again, my games are not just who's going to win. It's not a survivor pool. These are against the spread, and it's absolutely free. Give it a ring, or excuse me, give it a text. Just text WIN to 545454.
Give it a ring. You getting engaged, JR? Love's in the air or what? What's going on?
I'm so used to telling the people call the free pick hotline that, I mean, we're, not for nothing, the legalization of sports betting has made us boom in business. I mean, obviously, it's great, but, you know, technology is a wonderful thing, so we try to figure out ways to make sure that we can get this to the masses, and text messaging has definitely been taking over and has made things a whole lot easier on us to be able to get that info to even more people.
But like any tool, if you don't know how to use it, you can hurt yourself. For example, you know, everybody's all excited, Chiefs 5-0, Vikings 5-0. First of all, it doesn't have to be a big game to make money off of it. Secondly, before you put money on it, it's best to know what the hell you're doing, and that's where your service comes in.
No question about it, and I appreciate you even bringing that up. And guys, right now, the general public, unfortunately, has been getting absolutely smashed throughout this season. Since they've been keeping records because of the legalization of sports betting, of, you know, how good or bad the public is doing versus the books, this is by far, not even close, the worst year on record. And it is literally upside down like I've never seen it. I mean, if you want to try to take this on your own, you don't realize what a difficult task that it is, especially now you've got media out there. I'm not going to mention names, but you got to understand, some of the media actually have interests because they own sports books. So what are they going to do? They're going to feed you information to try to beat themselves, or are they going to try to put it into your head to take the wrong sides of these games, and you get pre-programmed, unfortunately, watching all of it, that you fall into the trap and you wind up going with all the information that's being fed to you. So we are the experts, okay? We're not watching these channels to see what the media is saying. We're looking at the facts.
JR, real quick.
We're looking at what we think is going to be the outcomes of these games. We find the mistakes. We look for the edge. You've got to remember, lines are not being made based on the actual outcomes of these games. It is on the public perception of what they think the public believes is going to happen, so they can get 50% of the money on one side and 50% on the other side. They're looking to just clean up and get that juice money or that vig that they're going to be laying in order for guys to be taking both sides of the game, right? So they have one challenge, and that is to be able to clean up by getting more action on both sides of the game. That's where we look at it with you know, expert eyes, knowing the matchups, knowing what the line should be, finding what we call a mistake or the right situation and pouncing on it. And I could tell you, tonight is definitely one of those nights. And I, again, I'm going to repeat it. I don't like it when I say this, guys. I truly do. I love this game tonight. And you got to just text the word win to 545454 right now to get the winner of the Broncos-Saints game free of charge via text message, and a bonus game, Battle of the Boot, the one I know you guys want. That's the winner of Arkansas-LSU. All you got to do is text the word win to 545454, and you get them for free.
JR, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but settle a fight between Tim and I that we're having. Bookmaking 101. If I can put out false information out there that gets you to bet on the wrong team without changing the odds to influence you to do that, that's gravy for the bookmaker, is it not?
Of course it is. I mean, listen, again, I'm not naming names, but there are plenty of media outlets out there that all have interests and own, in some cases, sports books. And what are you doing all day? You're listening to that channel because that's the only thing out there pumping into your brain what you want to hear, and that is everything football, and especially now with the baseball playoffs. We got college and pro basketball that are about to start. NHL is going on. I mean, most guys are not looking to listen to any more political nonsense. They want to get on there and hear about their teams.
JR, real quick, you are 7-0 in the free Lagniappe picks that you give us every day. You are on fire. What do you got for us today?
Unfortunately, with this one, guys, I'm going to have you up early on Sunday morning. This one's going to be the England game. Jacksonville has been over there since last week. They've been getting beat up all, you know, let's face it, this whole season they've looked absolutely terrible. Lawrence just not playing the way that he should be with the money that he's getting paid. Everyone blaming the head coach. Peterson's job has been on the hot seat for weeks now. But yet they're taking on the Patriots. And I think that with Jacksonville already being out there, that is already a huge advantage. And this Patriots team is, I don't want to say they're in disarray because they're building right now, right? You're going to have a rookie quarterback out there. You've got a rookie head coach in a very, you know, what is going to be neutral to hostile environment. There are more fans for Jacksonville out there because of the base that they've built over the years than there will be for New England. So I don't really like this one. I do really, really love this one. Get in Jacksonville. That line, public thinks it's too high. They are betting the Patriots, but guys, this is an easy one. Jaguars absolutely smoked the Patriots this week. Don't be afraid to lay the 5.5. But again, one more time, let's get this winner in tonight. Love this matchup between the Broncos and Saints. Text the word win to 545454 to get it for free, plus the winner of the big matchup, college football. Guys, I'm telling you now, I've got this one locked up. I gave you LSU last week. I'll let you know whether or not they're going to win the Battle of the Boot against Arkansas this week. Just text that word win to 545454.
Thank you, Jerry. You don't have to get up early. Just make your bet and cash in, and when you wake up. Thank you, sir.
You got it. Always a pleasure. Guys, go out there and make some money.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.